أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained how the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that caused him harm and difficulty. And then the people of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who did not also follow his teachings, and that when he especially told them of the coming of a Nabi that will be the final and last Nabi, that is our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now Allah Ta'ala addresses this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and encourages us that we discourages us that we should not be like the ummah of Musa alayhi salam or the ummah of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, but we should respond to the call of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala invites this ummah to a very big type of business. A business where the Prophet is the greatest and where there is no loss whatsoever. That type of business Allah Ta'ala is inviting the ummah to. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, e iman walu. O people of iman, hal adullukum ala tijaratin. Main batlao tumko aisi sauda kari. Should I not show you such a business? Which business is this? That the first, whenever a person invests in anything, more than he's worried of his profit, he's worried I mustn't lose everything. I mustn't lose my capital also. It mustn't be I go more in debt. If I don't make out a profit, if I just come out even, it's also all right. Then a person, when he comes right, then he looks at his profits. But his first worry is, I mustn't lose everything. And I mustn't go in debt. So Allah Ta'ala says, the loss that you can suffer, that you will never suffer in this business. Tunjikum min adabin aleem. Jo bachaye tumko ek adab dardnaak se. This business is such that it will save you from a very terrible and torturous punishment. And that is really the punishment of Jahannam in the grave. And we all should contemplate on that every day a little bit, how terrible that punishment is. And here Allah is promising us a business which if we do, we will get saved from that punishment. And that not only Allah's punishment in the Akhirah, but in the dunya also Allah's punishment comes. Yeah, in this world also, people are punished for their actions, what they do. And in the previous ummahs, the whole nations were destroyed because of their misdoings. So that also we should contemplate. Yeah, in this world, that Allah saves us from His punishment, from our wrongdoings. So this is a very great business, that Allah will completely save you from all that. What is that business? تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله. Iman lao Allah par aur uske rasool par aur laro Allah ke raah mein. And that business is that a person should bring iman on Allah, on his rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he should strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala, make the greatest effort in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, we all know of various types of businesses which we are doing. Retail business, wholesale business, furniture business, motor car sales business, lot of types of business. But we don't know of the businesses of deen. We don't think of that as a business. To send Durood Sharif on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very great business. To read Quran Sharif is a very great business. The rewards of these, the prophets are forever. Dunya's prophets are only in this world. Nobody takes 1 cent with him in the qabr, no matter how wealthy he might be. But these prophets are with a person wherever he is in this world, they go with him. Yeah, in this world also, we go with our, even with our credit cards or whatever, cash also. But then it comes to an end. There is a limit to the amount that we can spend on the credit card. But with Allah tabaraka ta'ala, with his business, whatever you have accumulated, it will be with you wherever. And it helps a person in this world wherever he is. Like the famous instance of the 3 people who were caught up in a cave and a rock fell and blocked their ways. So they had no way of contact of anyone, no SOS they could send, no emergency call. But their amal helped them. And they came out of their difficulty with their aman. So this iman and aman and following Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and striving in the path of Allah Ta'ala, bi amwalikum wa anfusikum, with your wealth also and yourselves also, strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala to make the deen of Allah Ta'ala alive. Start from the starting point of bringing deen in your life, in your family's life, in your neighborhood, and then you spread deen in the whole world, and whatever means are required, you use all that. You give your time also, and you give yourselves also. This is that business which Allah Ta'ala has referred to. And then Allah Ta'ala in front refers to the prophets of this business. First Allah Ta'ala says, ذَٰلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. یہ بہتر ہے تمہارے حق میں اگر تم سمجھ رکھتے ہو. This is much, much more better for you if only you knew. We know only a small business, wholesale business, retail business, a factory we have got, import, export we are doing. But the real business which Allah Ta'ala says and which the prophets are everlasting, this is much, much more better for you. يغفر لكم ذنوبكم بخشيغا وہ تمہارے گناہ. By this business all your sins will also be forgiven. That means if you do suffer any losses, born losses here and there, Allah will cover up for that also. ويدخلكم جناتي, اور داخل کرے گا تم کو باغوں میں. And with this business Allah will make you enter such gardens, تجری من تحتها الانہار, جن کے نیچے بہتی ہیں نہریں. Beneath which rivers are flowing. In other words, the beautiful palaces and mansions of Jannat and the wonderful enjoyments of Jannat you will get. And you will remain in there forever and ever. وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ, اور سوترے گھروں میں بسنے کے باغوں کے اندر. And you will live in pure houses, wonderful houses to your delight, mansions to your delight, and in this beautiful gardens of Jannat. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, یہ ہے بری مرادی. And this is the great, great objective, that you will live in there and you will have the pleasure of Allah. Allah is pleased with you. You are pleased with Allah and you will remain in there forever and ever. وَأُخْرَى, and yet there is another also prophet of this business, تُحِبُّونَهَا, which you covet and desire and you love very greatly this other prophet. نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ, کہ مدد اللہ کی طرف سے اور فتح جلدی. That you will get help of Allah and in this world also you will be victorious. You will become the supreme nation in this world also. If you will do this, bring iman on Allah, His Rasul in the true way, not just by words or just admission, that is also very great and very good. But the true, to give yourselves over fully to Allah Ta'ala, following the pattern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completely, and make Allah deen your priority. Deen must become alive. Not only that, my house must function properly, run properly, I must pay my water and lights bill, telephone bill, all that, but deen of Allah must become alive. And first in myself, in my family, in my neighborhood, all this effort that you will make. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, اور خُشِي سُنَادِ ایمان وَالُكُ, and give glad tidings to these believers. And Allah did it and showed it before, how the world fell at the feet of these Muslims. And Allah says, you bring that same type of iman like that, strive for that. Today, how many hours we spend for dunya? How many hours we spend for deen? How many minutes or seconds we spend for deen? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had given themselves for deen. Allah brought the whole dunya and threw it at their feet. The gold, the crowns of the kings of that time, of the Persian emperor, the Roman emperor, their crowns came to Medina Sharif and they fell at the feet of the Muslims. This is when Muslims will stand up for their deen and make effort for their deen. May Allah give us this realization and let us work in this way and sacrifice to bring the deen of Allah Ta'ala alive in the whole world. Wa akhiru da'wana.